From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
And I'm Robert Siegel. New York State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, whose office uncovered wrongdoing in several student loan programs at universities, wants to know how student lenders set their interest rates. Cuomo testified before Congress this week that he wants to know whether and how much they consider a student's parents' income and what school the student is attending and what other factors. Well, Attorney General Cuomo is back in New York City today and joins us from there. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Tell me, if one college produces graduates who tend to be more solvent than the graduates of another college, is it a civil rights violation to take that into account when you make loans, or should you consider such things?
This entire area of student loans really has escaped regulation and scrutiny almost across the board. Student loans historically were much smaller. They were government guaranteed, federally guaranteed, or state guaranteed, and they were a relatively small amount of money. Over the years, the amount of money you need to finance to attend a college has continued to increase, and we're now at a point where a college loan can rival a home mortgage. So we've brought a level of review that hasn't existed before. Also, we believe that the federal government was doing the regulations in this area. And what we have found out is basically they weren't. I use the expression that the federal government has been asleep at the switch on this issue.
But, well, they've said that they were regulating the federal loans, but the Department of Education, for example, says it didn't have the jurisdiction over private lenders.
Yeah, but what we found is in the area of federally guaranteed loans, many of the regulations were not being followed, and we spent months here uncovering wrongdoings in the federally guaranteed student loan area. Relationships between the colleges and the lenders and financial aid officers and lenders and lack of disclosure and consumer fraud that was pervasive, was across the country, lenders across the country, schools across the country. So I believe we've demonstrated that fact.
But let's go back to this point. If a lender is making a loan to, say, a 19-year-old who has no great record of earnings and perhaps a not very extensive credit rating, what factors should the lender be able to take into account in figuring out what kind of rate to charge?
The first question becomes, what criteria have they been taking into consideration? And when you're doing a credit determination, what are the underwriting criteria? And how do you rate them? And what we're finding is different lenders use different criteria because there has been no inquiry. There has been no determination as to what are the legitimate factors. So we're starting with finding out what they are actually doing now. And there are some laws that we know apply federal and state to any type of consumer lending. There are civil rights laws. There are fair lending laws. There are equal access laws. There are mirror state laws, and there are consumer protection laws.
I want to ask you about one other dimension of this issue of student loans. You testified before Congress this week, and Congress actually did act on student loans recently, and a few years ago when it rewrote the federal bankruptcy laws. It extended the protections that federal loans enjoyed to privately issued loans, that they were non-dischargeable in bankruptcy. If you owed a student loan, it was like owing a fine to the government, virtually. It was one of the hardest debts to shake if you were to file for bankruptcy. That was a guarantee to lenders, essentially, that they could make any kind of loans they wanted to make, and those loans would be treated like the toughest liens on the borrower that you could possibly have. Do you think Congress should revisit that decision of what it did in the Bankruptcy Act rewrite?
Well, I think this, too. You can either revisit the determination about discharge and bankruptcy, which I think would be advisable. But at a minimum, you should make sure the federal government is also protecting the student and the consumer, as well as the federal government is protecting the banking institution by making sure the student isn't being victimized. You have consumer protection laws. You have anti-fraud laws. And where has the federal government been in protecting the student? I see where they've been in protecting the lender. Let them be as aggressive in protecting the student. They haven't. And I believe in the pendulum swing of federalism, when you have a federal government that is not fulfilling its role, then let the states step in. And where the states step in, is often through the Attorney General's office. And I will use the state consumer protection laws to protect consumers at a time, especially when the federal government is enacting.
Well, Andrew Cuomo, Attorney General of New York State, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for speaking with me. It's been my pleasure.